And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Larry Noble returned to his dressing room backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway after the first act curtain, he found a note from Claudia Vincent, whom he is helping to a career in the theater. The note told Larry that Claudia would see him tomorrow at rehearsal. Larry is not only puzzled, but considerably irritated at this vague message, since he doesn't know whether Claudia expects to go on to Rosehaven, Long Island, where she's a guest at the Noble's home, or to stay in New York. And a few moments after Larry puts the note down, there's a knock on the door, and the producer of the play, Harold Ramsey, comes in.
Well, Larry, come in.
Oh, sure thing, Harold. Come in.
You're alone, I take it?
Right. Sit down. Have a cigarette. I think there's some in that box.
Thanks. I have some. I didn't intend coming back tonight, Larry, after working the cast all afternoon, but I'm just a little edgy about this change.
Oh? Don't you think Claudia is shaping up as you expected?
Well, it isn't quite that, Larry. She's capable enough. She'd do all right if she'd listen more carefully to direction.
I see.
I thought maybe you could take her aside and talk to her.
I've done nothing but talk to her since I first brought her into this business, Harold.
Now, mind you, Larry, I'm not crabbing about the girl. I'm not sorry I let you persuade me into giving her a tryout. At least I'm not sorry yet.
Meaning that you're afraid you will be?
Not necessarily. But you know it's a big risk in a show like this to bring in an unknown actress to replace a person like Sheila.
You sound as if Sheila had been talking to you about Claudia.
What makes you say that?
Ever since I started getting mixed up in this thing, Sheila's been gunning for Claudia.
Seems to me you don't have much of a kick coming.
How do you figure that? I'll never get myself into the middle of a thing like this as long as I live.
Does that mean you've lost your ardor for Claudia?
What?
You're not going to try to convince me that you went through all this trouble just out of the goodness of your heart, Larry. That you didn't have any personal motive.
I got mixed up in this switch of characters, first of all because Sheila came shedding bitter tears, and then because I wanted to help Claudia Vincent get a start.
Not because you happened to think Claudia was a pretty darn exciting girl. Hmm?
You've got this all wrong, Harold. I never had the slightest...
All right. We'll skip it. But the point is right now that you talked me into putting an unknown actress into the lead of a hit show on Broadway.
I only suggested her, Harold. You did the rest.
All right. But the fact still remains, Larry, that we've got too much at stake to take any chances unnecessarily.
I know.
I want you to keep Claudia in tow. Don't let her out of your sight till after tomorrow night. And don't let her forget that she's supposed to play the part exactly as I've outlined it. I don't want her getting any fancy notions of playing it as she thinks it should be played. Right?
Yes, sure, you're right. But I don't know what I can do about it.
You can keep her in line by being with her constantly. Not that you'll have much trouble there. She seems to stick pretty close. But just don't you let her get her any wrong ideas. You're the one who can manage her. See that you do it. Oh, and by the way, you better hang around after the final curtain tonight. I'd like to run through that second act entrance. Just the two of you.
Well, gee, Harold, I don't know that I can manage that.
Why not?
Well, Claudia's pretty well tired out. And, as a matter of fact, she left a while ago.
Left? Where did she go?
I don't know. I guess she went on down to Long Island. But she's too tired to make any sense tonight, Harold.
Well, I suppose the rest of the cast isn't tired after rehearsing and then doing the play tonight.
Yes, I know, but that's how it is. I wouldn't know how to reach her.
Oh, fine. Well, see that she gets here tomorrow. I'll put the rehearsal an hour early for you two. Make it 12 instead of 1.
All right, Harold, I'll try.
You'd better do better than that, Harry. If Claudia's going on tomorrow night, I want to work right through the afternoon, so you'd better be on hand. Oh, there's the call on stage. So long, Larry.
So long, Harold. I'll do the best I can.
I only hope it's good enough.
And at the same time, in the living room of her Rosehaven, Long Island home, Mary is sitting comfortably on the living room sofa as Tom Bryson, playwright and family friend, walks back from the phonograph across the room.
Well, I say that's enough music for now. Let's just sit and talk for a while.
Fine, Tom. You've been very patient putting on all those records.
Yeah.
But it was nice, wasn't it?
That was great. Just let me put my feet up and relax. This is much better.
Why don't you stay over tonight, Tom? I'm sure Larry would like to see you.
Oh, no, not tonight, honey. I've got to get back home. Got some work to do tomorrow on the play they're doing at Southampton. I need to pick up my notes.
I wish you could stay. We hardly ever see you these days.
Well, you're running a full house as it is, so you can't complain.
Can't I, though? Naturally, I love to have Maud with us. I don't know what I'll do when she starts rehearsing and stays in New York. As for having Claudia Vincent occupy your room under the eaves, makes me see red whenever I think of it.
That's my girl. Just how long do you expect her to stay?
I don't know.
Well, she's going to open in Larry's play tomorrow night, isn't she?
Yes.
Wonder how she's going to be. You know something, Mary? We ought to go and see what happens.
Well, I can't see much point in that.
Well, I can. Let's go and watch the great Claudia's debut on Broadway. It'll make Larry feel good to have you show up, and for me, I'd like it too. I'm a curious fellow, you know. This might just be something of a spectacle.
That gives me an idea.
Oh, I knew I'd overdo it.
No, seriously, why don't I invite a few others and make a real party out of it?
What others?
Well, I was thinking of Rupert Barlow.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
And Julia Dixon and her guest Oliver Wilson and Maud. And, of course, the two of us. Don't you think that'd be nice?
Oh, I don't know. I'm rather skeptical of this party idea.
Well, after all, Julia and Rupert invited us over there to a garden party. I think the least I can do is return the compliment.
Well, I can see that your mind's made up. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's all right. Count me in, whatever develops. Oh, but, Mary, better ask Larry first.
Well, I don't see why. If I don't call right away, I might not get the others. Just you wait here, Tom. I'm going to phone Rupert Barlow's house right now.
I have an idea. I stepped into something this time.
And now in a little-known restaurant way uptown in New York, Oliver Wilson and Claudia Vincent are sitting at a table in a corner.
We hear... I say, I hope you don't mind this place. I don't know my way about New York, understand, and I only wanted to find somewhere where we wouldn't be recognized.
Well, you've certainly succeeded in that, Oliver. Tell me, do you often have to take such precautions?
Well, yes and no, but never before for such a charming reason.
You're very sweet.
Claudia, there's no time to lose. You know how difficult it is for us to see each other. We've got to settle this right now, and you've got to come away with me now, tonight.
I simply can't do that, Oliver. That's out of the question.
But why? Just tell me why.
Well, I can't just walk out of this play. But don't you realize what it means to everyone? Well, I'm entirely unknown.
Oh?
On the stage, that is.
Oh, of course.
And Larry Noble has managed to get me this part in the play. It's the leading woman. And I'm to open tomorrow. I simply couldn't disappoint them now.
Just tell me one thing, Claudia. Are you in love with Larry Noble?
Of course not. He's a dear friend. He's done so much for me.
Good. At least that's off my mind.
I shouldn't be out with you like this, Oliver.
Why not?
Oh, Larry will be wild. He expects me to think of nothing except the play till after tomorrow night.
But you will think of something else, won't you, my darling? You will think about us and how madly we love each other.
Oliver. Oliver, you're so impetuous. You mustn't try to sweep me off my feet.
But, my dear Claudia Vincent, I've told you there's so little time. I'll be leaving so soon, and once I've gone, I won't be able to return. You must try to understand. This is the most important thing that's ever happened to me. I knew from the first moment that you were meant for me. That we were destined for each other. You must have felt something of that.
I found you terribly fascinating, Oliver. And believe me, I do want to see more of you. But don't you understand, Oliver? I just can't walk out on this play. Not right now.
Oh? Then there's only one thing left to do.
What could that be?
We must be married. At once. Tonight. We'll drive to wherever we must to get the license.
But I can't, Oliver. You simply don't understand.
Please,
I can't.
Please, darling, don't interrupt. We'll be married. But no one must know. We'll have only a few short days together, and then I must leave. But just as soon as you can get away, you'll join me. Don't you see how perfect it is? And we can have our own glorious secret. And until I leave, we'll have whatever stolen moments we can manage together. Doesn't the idea excite you, Claudia? How can you possibly deny it?
Claudia Vincent looks at this ardent young man and remembers all that Maud Marlowe said about him. Her heart beats faster. What will she answer? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.